there's big news to celebrate in the General Assembly. First, we all came together to defeat the attack on homeschooling freedoms, and there was another victory you may not know about for church freedoms. But it's not over. There are still ongoing battles over gender surgeries for kids and casinos in local neighborhoods. We'll tell you all about it. The General Assembly recently witnessed a major victory for homeschooling families and church freedoms in Virginia. Thanks to the collective efforts of parents, educators, and faith-based advocates, an attack on homeschooling rights was successfully defeated. However, the fight for family values is far from over, as critical battles continue over gender surgeries for minors and the expansion of casinos in local neighborhoods. Here's everything you need to know about these pressing issues and how they impact Virginia families. This information is sourced from the Family Foundation of Virginia. Visit their website to stay informed, sign up for alerts, and get involved in protecting family values. Victory for homeschooling families. One of the most significant legislative victories came in the form of defeating Senate Bill 131. This bill sought to undermine religious exemptions for homeschooling families, affecting approximately 6,500 families across the state. The proposed legislation aimed to increase government oversight and regulation over religiously exempt homeschoolers, forcing them to adhere to state testing requirements. However, the homeschooling community swiftly mobilized. Families and advocacy groups flooded legislators with calls, emails, and in-person testimonies, highlighting the success of faith-based homeschooling. Their message was clear: government intervention is unnecessary and unwelcome. The overwhelming public response led lawmakers to abandon the bill entirely. This victory serves as a reminder that grassroots advocacy works and that standing together in defense of parental rights yields results. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Defending church freedoms. Another lesser-known but equally important victory emerged in defense of church freedoms. While specific details remain under the radar, efforts to impose additional restrictions on churches and faith-based organizations were thwarted. This reinforces the need for vigilance in protecting religious liberty, ensuring that churches remain free from undue government interference. Ongoing battles: gender surgeries for minors and casino expansion, gender transition procedures on children. Despite the victories, concerning legislation continues to emerge in Virginia. Senate Bill 1098, introduced by Senator Hashmi, seeks to make Virginia a sanctuary state for gender transition procedures on minors. This bill would shield individuals and organizations from liability when assisting minors with gender surgeries and hormone treatments, even against parental objections. While numerous states across the country are enacting legislation to protect children from irreversible medical procedures, Virginia lawmakers are pushing in the opposite direction. The Trump administration has taken decisive steps at the federal level to restrict funding for such procedures, emphasizing that they are harmful and unscientific. Meanwhile, a major Virginia hospital, VCU Health, recently suspended its gender transition procedures for minors in response to increasing scrutiny. Parental rights groups continue to fight against SB 1098, urging lawmakers to prioritize the well-being of children and the fundamental rights of parents to make medical decisions for their families. Casinos in local communities. A threat to families. Another issue making waves in the General Assembly is the push to expand casinos in Virginia. Despite 5 casinos already being approved, legislators are now attempting to add another casino in Fairfax County through Senate Bill 982. Proponents argue that casinos generate revenue, but the reality is that they often exploit vulnerable individuals, leading to increased crime, addiction, and economic instability. Fairfax residents and faith leaders have strongly opposed this move, warning of the negative effects that gambling establishments bring to communities, including heightened risks of sex trafficking, gang activity, and financial ruin for many families. Even some Democratic legislators have voiced concerns over the expansion, demonstrating that this is not a purely partisan issue. How you can take action. While recent victories are encouraging, ongoing battles require continued engagement from concerned citizens. Here's how you can help. Stay informed. Follow updates from advocacy groups like the Family Foundation to track key legislative issues. Contact your legislators. Let your representatives know where you stand on gender transition policies and casino expansions. Attend advocacy events. Participating in public demonstrations and speaking up at local meetings makes a difference. Share information. Educate your community about the impact of these bills and encourage them to take action. Final thoughts. The fight for family values, parental rights, and religious freedom continues in Virginia. The recent victories prove that when families unite, their voices can influence legislation and protect their rights. As battles over gender surgeries for minors and gambling expansion rage on, it is critical to remain engaged and proactive. Together, we can ensure that Virginia remains a place where faith, family, and freedom are upheld. Let's keep speaking up for what matters most. Help spread the word. If you found this information valuable, please share this blog post with friends, family, and fellow community members. Stay informed, stay involved, and let's continue to defend our values in the public square. Visit the Family Foundation of Virginia today.